here we are, the Horoscope Show, Christy Blaze. We do talk to people on the phone, but a lot of people don't want to be on the air. Christy, they don't believe they're stars, or they don't want to be stars. So we allow them just to send emails with the information, and you answer those as well. And that's one of my favorite parts of the program, really. You have a few emails there. Why don't we do those?
Okay. I have one from Anne Dewhurst. And Anne, if you're there, unfortunately I couldn't do your chart because you gave me your birth date and I didn't have your place of birth and I didn't have your time. So
So when people send this to us, because we'll be doing other shows, they need to name the when they were born, where, and when, the date and time. In other words, December 19th, 10:35 a.m. and wherever.
Yeah, actually, she did tell me that she didn't have her time, which is fine. I can do that, but I do need the place, and I did email her, and I haven't heard back yet, so not a lot I can do. But just dealing with her birth date, she's a Leo, just looking at that aspect. She is in a good time. She's in a power time for her, and she's wondering about her work for healing. God bless her, she's a healer, which is a wonderful thing. And I would say this is a very good year for healers, actually. And she needs to, as I say, very little I can say, but it's a powerful year for her as a person, a dynamic, magnetic sort of year. So very good time for healing. She also asked about her house sale. And I would say it's been held up for a reason. And later in the year, around about September, will be an excellent time to buy. She's asking a good time to buy, just based on her sun sign alone. I haven't got the rest of her charts. That's all I can do, Jerry.
Okay.
I also have a lady called Mary, and she is asking about her marriage. And she is now divorced, and she's just wondering why she can't move on. And she's given me her birth date. And I want to say to you, Mary, sorry that you can't move on. I know these things are hard, but what the universe is sort of telling you right now is that there is some work for you to do on yourself. And when we marry someone, we have not just an emotional tie, but there is a tie, a real sort of soul tie with that person. And in your case, giving me your birthday and your ex-husband's birthday, I can see that there's a past life link too. So it's really essential for you to do some work on yourself to release the emotion from the link. I'm not saying you won't be friends or whatever in the future. So I would say do some studying. It really is a good time to study, to get away from people, to have a vacation, have time for yourself. And fill that pathway between you in the ethers, which that link between you, with love, with light, and it will fade away.
You got into previous loves and previous lives there for a little bit. You think that happens?
I certainly do. We tend to meet the same people, the same group of people, over many lifetimes, I believe. As astrologers, we do believe in past lives. And
I'm just curious about that. And I understand when you're emotionally tied to somebody, a lot of times there are things that you know, we're not psychiatrists here, but there's some, a lot of things are not apparent on why you don't let loose. And the best thing that I can tell anybody after living all these years is that, you know, you can be madly in love with somebody and it doesn't work out, and then you see them 4 or 5 years later and you wonder, what the heck?
Yeah, exactly. The sort of what you had to learn is sort of gone, and you move on. And
now that may be rationalization on your part, or it may be you see the light. I don't know.
Yeah, that happens, doesn't it?
What other emails do you have?
I have one from Marlene, who is from San Francisco. She's in a transitional time, and she too wanted to know about employment and romance, and wondering whether she should move to LA. She moved last year from New York. Yes, she is in a time of, not marriage, but she's in a time of true love. But when I say people are in a time of true love, it's like love, you have to give love to get it, right? So it's a time of realizing that we are here on earth to learn about love, to give love. And she's sort of you're sort of discovering yourself and that about you this year. So yes, because you are, is a time for you to be working on that, to be giving love, it's more likely to come back to you, and especially around about September. So a move to LA, that's difficult because it involves another aspect of astrology called relocational astrology, which I'm not really an expert at. I can do. It's complex, but it's beyond the scope of this program. If you go to my website, give a little plug there, shall I, Jerry? ChrissyBlaise.com. For a few dollars, I have relocation charts, these online charts that are quite good, actually. You just punch in the places you'd like to move to, and it gives you some information about the best places to live. So if I can just recommend that.
Well, probably one of the roughest things about moving is the fact that if you have ties, emotional ties, at a certain place where people live, and then you're talking about going someplace else, by just the nature of it, you break those ties to a certain extent.
Yeah, I'm not sure that there is a tie that she's got now, but she is wondering if she could meet someone. Very likely that she could. Very likely that she could.
Well, did you say she's from New York originally?
Originally. I'm not sure whether she's originally from New York.
Oh, okay, but she's living in New York and thinking about going to L.A.
Yeah, then to San Francisco, then to L.A.
Well, there are a lot of people both places, so...
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Okay. So you actually, if I wanted to relocate, I could go to ChrissyBlaise.com and pay a little small fee and find out what the stars say about it.
Yeah, it's quite a good little thing, actually. It's one of those online horoscopes, and you know, that you can do, and it's not like a personal consultation, but I think it's really useful for relocation because you can punch in like about three or four places, and it tells you the benefits and the challenges you'll have in those places. And I find that's pretty useful if you're thinking of moving, especially.
Well, interesting. Okay, what else you got there, email-wise?
I have a lady called Yasmin Merchant, and she listened to the show before, and we did a little thing about her two-year-old son called Zane. I don't know if you remember, Jerry. And also,
yes, I do.
Oh, that's a good memory. And also her husband, Rehan. Wasn't sure at the time.
And you said you didn't have his chart.
No, and I wasn't sure of the relationship, and I realize now that Rehan was her husband, and she just wondered if there was a bit more you could say. Her husband and her are going through a bit of a transition time, and career stagnation looms. That's, I can't really give masses of good news to Rehan, because it's a quiet sort of year. It's not a kind of a career buzzing time. But if he can stay where he is throughout 2008, that would be good. And in the meantime, be thinking deeply about what he wants to do in the future. That's the best advice. And also, it's a very good time to be studying more, perhaps doing some kind of study course or reading, so that he's more prepared for a change. Because 2009 is an excellent career time, actually, and more money coming in. This year might be a little bit tight, that's all I can say.
Well, it's a little tight for a lot of people.
It is, yeah.
And, you know, things like that are in cycles, usually.
It's true, yeah. Everything's in cycles. When we're most down, you know, and we can't see any way out, just remember, the pendulum swings, you know.
Yeah, that's been my philosophy. That's how I've gotten out of everything I've ever been in, just wait around.
Exactly, yeah. Wait around.
And things change.
They do. They really do.
Okay, what do you have other emails? I know we got some emails from people out of the country as well.
I have. I've got about four more. I just whipped through them, Jerry, if that's okay. I have Constance, who is had a very difficult marriage, actually. And she was married for 20 years, and I won't go into all the details on air, but basically she is wondering, I suppose, what she had to learn from it all, and she's trying to stay positive. Yes, sure, indicated in her marriage house, in her chart, there was surprises indicated and upset indicated. Wasn't an easy time for her. She is in a new phase where she's leaving the past behind, but in the meantime, the whole thing's taking a toll on her right now, and her nerves are frazzled, and she needs to find some calm. So you need to kind of go out there and make some calm for yourself. Do schedule that vacation. Do go away and have some quiet time. It's also, have faith. Have faith, because looking at your chart, the worst is definitely behind you. You are starting a huge new phase. This is a huge new phase which will last. Everything in astrology is cycles, but this particular cycle that you're in now will last till the rest of your life. It's so like the what you've been through is gone, you know, and the next phase is completely different. Hopefully you will take with you the lessons you've learned. Note down during this year the things that, the messages that were sent to you that you didn't pick up, and the things you could have seen that you didn't, and all this kind of thing. And you're coming into your power more in 2009, and around the fall of this year, you could meet someone else, but be open. Be open. And this time, can I give you a little bit of advice, Mia? Seek a man who is spiritually inclined. That's all I'm going to say there. Anything you want to add, Jerry?
No. Sounded like good advice to me.
Yeah.
Since, you know, I'm a Sagittarian, I'm spiritually inclined.
Well.
Is that true? I don't know.
You're very spiritually inclined. Yeah, you're a great man.
Okay, who else do we have?
We have Dorothy Ashley. You know Dorothy, I think, don't you?
Yeah, well, I know her by emails. She went to church tonight instead of being on our show.
Well, yeah, we couldn't phone her, unfortunately, but I'd just say one thing. She's a fast-paced lady, and she's in a fast-paced time. I'm not sure if she works in the healing or the health field or something, but she's really a kind and compassionate soul. She's got the sort of the soul of a healer, but she does have a little bit of a lack of faith in herself and a critical eye. She's very critical on herself, and that kind of holds her back. And so she needs to kind of make a surrender to find her joy, if that makes sense. Does that make any sense to you, Jerry?
Sure.
She has this love of children, too, and she almost needs to... children are really good for her because she finds her own childlike self around children. And she needs to let go of the past and bring more joy into her life. And...
You mentioned... children being more like children. I don't think you're necessarily talking about, you know, sitting down on the floor and playing jacks or a ball or whatever. You're talking about being open to new ideas and new things, right?
Absolutely.
That's kind of the way children are.
Absolutely, because Dorothy can be very hard on herself and very, and that's really what holds her back. And she's such a lovely person that she needs to kind of just let go of that and realize, sort of love herself, because as well as loving others, we have to learn to love ourselves. And this is a big lesson for her, actually. And look at the way children are. They're just born full of love, and they just are happy and spread this around. And somehow, it may sound simplistic to say that, but somehow she needs to learn that.
Okay, Dorothy.
Things will fall.
She said she'd listen to the show, so she probably got the good advice. We have time for more emails before we make another call.
Okay, there's a couple more. One is from India, Ashok, and he's also in a time of change. He's asking about his financial position and also whether I see him getting remarried. And I will say that his financial position is changing. And although it may not be great now, this time next year it will be better. So it's like things are changing generally. It's not a good year to marry. Actually, he's asking if this would be a good time to marry. It's not a great time to marry, but next year would be better. It's a time to... In fact, there shouldn't really be problems with finances, but he's worried about them, so he needs to sort of have faith that things are going to get better. I know there's a lot of saying that. And also, as far as business is concerned, I see you looking at your chart with a partner, a kind of a business partnership, someone that you can really trust and really share your future with, your financial future and your career future with. And I would actively start seeking a partner towards the end of this year. Someone who's probably quite patient, very grounded, quite earthy kind of person would suit you.
A partner for business or for life?
Well, actually, both. Both. Partnership is a real key for Ashok, actually.
Okay.
And
it's interesting when you read these emails from people, and I've noticed this over the years, regardless of where they are and whatever the culture is, we all seem to have the same problems.
We really do.
Or concerns, at least.
We really do. Yeah, we really do. And
makes you wonder how we got into this position where we don't trust each other and whatever, when really all human nature is pretty close to the same.
Yeah, it's the same all over the world. We all have the same hopes and dreams, don't we, Jerry? And we all want the same things, and it's such a shame we just can't get on. We're all really spiritual beings. When we wrap ourselves up, we all do, with worries and fears, and gradually we need to let down the barriers and have faith and learn all those good things and realize that they're all lessons that we're learning along the way.
And another email before we make a call?
Yeah, one more email from Chandra, who's in India too. Yes, well, she was born in India, so I think still there. This is a very strong-willed woman we have here, who may appear to be shy on the surface, and may appear even to be a little bit fearful, but underneath is very, very strong. The question is, will she be able to move out of her job and do something else? And there is also a question about her marriage, which I'm not going to state openly over the air, but I'm just going to say that moving out of your job, yes, she could move out of her job. It's a good time to get a better position, but she just has to decide what she wants. Remember, Chandra, that you were born to lead and not follow. I think you have a tendency to follow, but a position that demands responsibility and leadership, go for something like that. There have been some challenges at home, some sort of power struggles, and a key for you is seeking that inner power, is seeking your own strength, because you don't know your own strength, I don't believe. And also, as far as business is concerned, something very creative. You have a lot of creative energy, but you may need to, you are a bit of an eternal student, but something like homeopathy comes up for you, that type of thing, a healing art, where you have a lot of discriminating analytical ability. So if you have any more questions, email me, but that's all I can say in this short time.
Understand. Here again, we're talking about somebody with another culture with the same problems that those problems you just mentioned probably could cover a lot of us right here.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it, Jerry?
Yeah, it is. You want to call Cynthia?
Oh, yeah, let's call Cynthia.
Yeah, because Cynthia had something she wanted to do.
If I can find her chart.
But she gave us a cell phone, so I think we can track her down.
Yeah, we can track her down, I'm sure, Jerry.
Okay, we'll try it. We'll see if Cynthia answers.
Hello?
That must be Cynthia. This is Jerry Pippin. Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm great.
Well, you sound great, and say hello to Chrissy Blaze.
Hello, Chrissy.
Hi, Cynthia. Nice to speak to you. Thanks very much for sending the email, and I just want to say what a difficult time you've been through, and I really sympathize. Well, I can't know how you feel, but I know you've been through a great feeling of loss and difficulty and don't really know what's going on at the moment. And you've had your fair share of struggle, that's for sure. And can I say what the problem is over the air, Cynthia, or not? That Cynthia has lost touch with her son, and she doesn't know where he is or what's happened to him. I don't know whether you want to add anything to that, Cynthia.
Yeah, how long has he been missing?
About 5 years.
Yeah.
Did he just leave one day and not come home?
Yeah. Well, he was living with me, and his wife decided to come and live with me, too.
And so he hasn't bothered to stay in contact since then.
Oh, dear. So sorry.
So You figure he's alive? You feel like he's alive, or you just don't know? When you had a good relationship with him before he got married, right?
Well, look, just looking at your chart, Cynthia, last year was you felt a sense of loss and you felt like it was the end, but actually, I don't think it is. And one thing I want to say to you is to make an effort to be proactive to find him this year. You may not have felt it was the right time before. I think this feeling of him at Christmas was a sign. I'm not convinced. I'm convinced that he's still around. But you need to be proactive. Use the media. Hey, you're using this Jerry's radio show.
Yeah, you describe him and maybe somebody knows him, they'll call you. And they can contact me at jerry@jerrypippin.com and I'll get in touch with you. And his name is Evan, E-V-A-N. Does he live there in the Bay Area? I used to live in the Bay Area years ago. Beautiful place. I don't know why anybody would want to leave. Well, we're on the right way for maybe Evan will find us. Evan, your mother wants you to contact her.
Yeah, yeah, he's an Aquarius. And I think it's a new beginning for you. The past is the past. I think you've got to be proactive this year. You've got to use the internet, too. That comes up strongly in your chart. I don't know if you are one that's always on email or whatever, but even post have a web page put up. Come back, Evan, all is forgiven, whatever. I think you really need to make that effort. And you will feel much better if you do that.
Yeah, I mean, but I wonder if you tried to make contact with some of you. Sometimes you go back to your old friends after trauma and all of that. So, you know, just don't give up. As she says, be proactive. And basically, on a cold case like that, where you haven't heard from somebody for years, every lead's important.
Okay, that's a good start, isn't it? Maybe put a little ad in the local paper or something, because it's important for you to know and to be in touch. I believe.
You know, if he's there, even a good chance that he's there in the Bay Area, you might put out a classified ad, something catchy, not too personal, but something that he would know what it was. If you stop and think about it, there'll be several of these little leads or picadillos that we all have, but it's pretty hard to stay lost.
Yeah, so if anybody listening knows an Evan Taylor or a Gideon Ellsworth, they can contact Jerry.
Yeah, jerry@jerrypippin.com, and we'll get a hold of the mom.
So don't...
Because you're ready to... I mean, actually, you don't really feel that it's your fault, exactly. Mm-hmm. You just... I mean, she was his wife was having problems. That's all. What kind of chart do you see on Cynthia? Is she the type of person that can capitalize on this terrible thing that's happened to her? Maybe turn it around.
Yes, she can. She's an Aquarian. She has a few planets in Aquarius, so actually, she is able to look at a situation in kind of a rational way, rather than an emotional way. And this will greatly help you. And also, there's a strong indication in your chart to use the internet, too, for this. And communication is a big destiny thing for you. So there's a tendency for you sometimes to be sort of go into your shell a bit with that Scorpio rising. But in this case, moving forward and learning and growing and towards your destiny is communication, is keep asking those questions, keep putting out the name. And there's a strong link between you and your son. And it's funny enough, it's a fortunate one. It's a very good one. It's called the pot of fortune in astrology, which is like the pot of gold. So I think it's, you know, you need to not give up, certainly.
Cynthia, good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Let us know. I'll just have a quick look here. There's something that's been happening with career, right? There's a job.
Well, I think it's more of her
but
mortgage.
But it's linked into...
Yeah, and she has one of those subprime mortgages,
oh,
I can feel.
Okay, Jerry.
I just call me Peter.
Well, wow, Jerry, that's good. I think, yeah, there's a sort of a feeling of loss around you, but you need to kind of push ahead with that too. It could be that, like, taking on another second or taking on another job or something in the meantime, it's being very proactive is the secret to success, is all I can say, with your son, with your home, with everything. Be proactive. Don't sort of wait around for things to happen. Go out there and grab things. Grab what you want. And it can be possible.
In other words, Chrissy, you're saying that she's probably got her hands full, but if she could work herself out of this.
I think so, yeah. You're in a kind of a fight. Once you tune into this fighting side of you, that you can do it. You know, you just keep going and don't give in and keep on tracking.
You don't see in her chart, Chrissy, that it just all hell breaks loose and...
Well, actually, no. Anyone with Jupiter in Taurus, okay, like you've got, is like usually indicates abundance financially. So
good.
It's just that
it's not all bad news.
No, you may be. You might have to pull in the reins a little. And it indicates rather a lot of work. In you know, so it's like you could be doing two jobs or something like that for the next year or so. It does indicate that you might be busier than usual, but not necessarily a change, certainly not a long distance one.
Cynthia, we wish you luck.
Yeah, good luck with everything.
Okay, it's nice to talk to you, and maybe we'll get a lead for you. Who knows? Just don't give up. You gotta look at it this way. All those lost people on those milk cartons, there are a lot of milk cartons out there before they find them. So you gotta put the ad in occasionally and figure out where he was and who he might know and where he might have gone. And
yeah, you have a bit of a detective side to your nature, Cynthia, aren't I right? I mean, you do.
Okay, see, you have experience at that. You can do it.
You can, yeah, you can.
Okay, good luck, Cynthia.
Take care.
Bye.
God bless.
Well, Chrissy?
Hi, Jerry. Is that about it? We're on time. Yeah, on time. Is that good?
And now, tell me a little bit about this new book, Mercury Retrograde. It's available.
Yes.
And we have it for sale and it's all the other places. And you still have that horoscope book around.
Yeah, I have two books that just come out, How to Read Your Horoscope in 5 Easy Steps. So all these people are interested in on the show and having their... You know, finding out what's going on. By reading the book, you can get a grip yourself and see what kind of things are going on in your life yourself. And it's not that difficult once you learn to interpret the squiggles, because this is what puts people off. They see the symbols and the indecipherable words, and really it's just like computers or anything else. It's a language. It's jargon. And you just have to learn that. And once you learn that, everything starts to fall into place. And
now, you're coming up in March with this seminar or meeting or whatever you're having over there at the Aquarius, at the Aetherius Society.
Oh, that's right. Thanks for bringing that up, Jerry. Having a 4-hour seminar, March...
I mean, you got the Aetherius Society, I'm going to the Aquarius Hotel, I'm confused.
Yes, confusing, isn't it?
now, when in March is this?
March the 8th, it's a Saturday, and it's the Aetherius Society, if anyone's in Los Angeles. And the number to call for a place is 800-800-1354.
Now, we want to make sure they understand that. 800, and then you dial 800 again.
Yeah.
And then the four numbers are?
1354.
Okay.
Or they can email me, Chrissy, at jerrypippin.com. Yeah.
Or at chrissyblaze.com or...
Many variations on a theme. .com.
Well, I've enjoyed it. We want to urge people to send us their name, where they were born, the time, and I guess the location, huh?
Yeah, the place of the birthday, the birth time, the birthplace, and the name and the phone number, too. That would be great.
Yeah, and a question.
Yeah,
we need to know a question.
Yeah, a question's good. Yeah.
And have you had enough? That's a question. Okay.
Yeah, let's.
I've enjoyed it, Kristen.
Me too. Thanks very much, Jerry.
Okay, we'll do another show next month for sure.
Look forward to it.
In March.
Have a good time in Laughlin.
Oh, I will. And you have a good time back in Hollywood. Bye-bye.
Bye.